Skyhawks fans, it's time for Talent Talk. Go behind the scenes with Bob Bonner for a bird's eye view of Fort Lewis College athletics. Hear what makes our coaches and athletes soar. And find out how the Skyhawks are taking it to the top.
Welcome to Talent Talk, Skyhawks fans. A very special Talent Talk this week as we are joined by the RMAC champion men's soccer team, head coach David Oberholzer, along with senior Loic Jean-Baptiste and Quinn Bosenko. Congratulations, everybody. Man, an RMAC championship. Soak it in. Are you having a fun week, coach? I mean, all the way around, this is, you've won them as a player and as an assistant coach, but I think this is your first outright RMAC title since you've had the head job, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I think these guys that are on the call with us and a lot of other guys have put so much work into it. And I think the wonderful thing for me is to be able to see these guys have this experience after the amount of work and everything that they've given to the program.
Yeah, and both of you guys have been around for a while. You've both had injuries, seasons that you've had to come back from. Loic, let's go ahead and start with you. You kind of got to get things going in the big game up in Grand Junction. You assisted on the first goal, and we never looked back, as they say. How is this, man? Is this taste as good as it seems like it's got to?
Yeah, because I think even if we were not really lucky last year and the year before with injuries on the team, but we are always confident in ourselves. We always knew we could do really good in the RMAC. And we worked really hard during the spring and even during preseason. So that's really cool to see the team get the title now.
Quinn, were you feeling it? You guys stubbed your toe last year. Let's just say that and move on from it. But, literally, some of you actually, I think, stubbed toe might have been the only injury you didn't have last year. And then preseason, I mean, you guys are 2-2-1 in the preseason. When did you start to think that we are this good? Or did you know it and sort of just feel early like it was just going to take some time for everything to gel?
No, I think as soon as all the guys got together for captain's practices, I instantly knew the quality was way better than it has been my last 2 years. I think all the guys that Obi and our other assistant coach brought in this year, I think it completely upped the quality. And I knew from there we'd have a much better season than years in the past. And yeah, I think it just took us a little bit to get going and kind of understand each other and the way some of us play. And right now we're flying and our chemistry is great. And I think everyone's understanding each other. And there's really no stopping us right now.
Obi, I think you brought back only 7 players this year, if I remember right. A lot of new blood on the team. Did you know before you put them all together that it was going to turn out? I suppose every year you kind of got to wonder until you actually put them all on the field together what you've got. But, at what point did you really start feeling good about what you guys had put together?
Yeah, I mean, you never really know. And obviously, we knew we had to bring in a large group. We felt going through the process that the group we were bringing in was a talented one. And we knew that the guys that we still had with us were extremely talented as well. So I think the biggest question for me was, with so many new faces, how quickly and how well was the team going to come together? And I think the really surprising thing was the answer was the team came together really quickly. It felt like, throughout preseason, the new guys just fit in really well. The personalities meshed all across the board. I think something that personally for me that I want within the program is just good people. And I know we have that within our group of returners and you know, all the guys that we brought in, you know, mimic the same qualities. So it's just a really good group of guys that I enjoy being around on from a personal standpoint. So that's been really fun to watch and see those relationships continue to develop. And you know, I think anytime that you have a group of guys that enjoy being around each other and support each other and work for each other, then you've got an opportunity to do something. And you know, you combine that with the quality that we have in the group. And you know, I think us, you know, getting the regular season title was not that far-fetched of an idea once we realized the kind of group that we had.
You know, Quinn, I think, said you guys are flying right now. We had Damo, we had Coach Clark on a couple of weeks ago, and you know, the women come by their success with ball control. I mean, they had a stretch of I don't know, like six games where they only allowed one goal. You guys have done it, to use a basketball term, which sport I'm more familiar with. You guys have done it. You fill it up. You guys put a lot of shots on goal. A lot of them seem to be finding the back of the net for you. Is that just a stylistic thing for you, Obi, or is that you guys looked around at the personnel and you could decide? Because I watched the game Sunday, and you guys, even when you're on the defensive, you seem to be attacking. Well, and you got one of the last goal came mostly off a defensive effort. Is that an attacking mentality that is inherent to the Skyhawks soccer program, or is that a personnel thing too this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, just philosophically, we want to be a team that's attack minded and in control of the game. And you know, I think from back to front, I think the way that we played this year and the way that we've controlled games and kind of dictated how things are going to go has been really enjoyable to watch. You know, I think we've forced teams to have to chase and have to come out and defend for long spells. And, you know, from our center backs, our back line, even to our goalkeeper, you know, we've done a really good job of just keeping the ball and forcing teams to have to defend. And in that, you know, we create spaces, you know, further up the field for our attacking and more creative players to do what they do. You know, I think every year I want us to be a super high attacking minded team and aggressive. And I think the really unique thing, I was looking at some stats today, is that almost every single player on our roster that's played a minute this year has recorded a point. You know, and on top of that, we have two guys that are at 10 goals and Tomas, who's at seven right behind. So, you know, between those three guys, there's 27 goals. And then thinking about every other player on the team, just about having a point, there's a lot of production coming from everyone on the field.
And a lot of that production, obviously when you only bring seven backs, there's going to be newcomers, but freshmen in particular played a big role. I thought the freshman goalie was huge for you guys yesterday early in that game. You know, it does what a goalie needs to do, make sure and buy you time to get your offense in gear. Is, you know, trusting all the new guys. Quinn, go ahead with you. I mean, how long does it take to develop that trust to where you can take chance? You're midfield, you go, but where you can take some chances defensively, you trust your goalkeeper, to where you can lay that through ball up there because you know the guy on the other end, even if he's only 18, 19 years old, is going to get the job done. Did it take a while to develop that trust and get to where you truly could fly?
It's a good question. I think with me particularly, I think it takes a little longer because you kind of just have to know like the other player's play style. So with Loic, I can trust him more just to play a ball right to his feet with a defender on him, and I'll know he'll get out of it. But like, I'm sure he knows he can't do the same with me because I'll probably lose the ball. You know, it's just different play styles. And I think with other players, I think trust does come it always comes at some point, but I mean, for me, it's a little later. I think it just is all about like knowing each other's play style.
Loic, what about you? How much of an adjustment did, you know, there's years when you've led the team in goals, having a bunch of other high flyers around you. I mean, did your role have to readjust this year? Or was that just sort of a blending with the players around you? Was it pretty natural for you?
Well, yeah, I think this year I'll say playing a more defensive role, but with other players we have, I think like it's not the problem with me, because I think we have Gabe, Anton, Thomas, Mauro. They can all score goals, they can all assist, they can dribble, they can create for the team. So me and Quinn, we have to like keep the ball for the team and just give them the ball and let them create and let them be good, because we are confident enough to know like they can do a lot for the team. So it's not a problem for me if I don't score. And because I know Gabe will score, I know Anton can score, Mauro or Thomas. So I'm not really focused on the goals. It's mainly on the keeping the ball for the team, winning the ball back for the team when we lose it. Just let them create.
I referenced it earlier. You got the helper, the assist on the first goal in Grand Junction over the weekend. Tell us about that. Tell us about that play. That ended up being the game winner. Tell us how that play went down.
So Mauro, so we did a good pressing collectively, then Mauro won the ball and played me. Then I had a 1v1 with the center back. I took a touch around him and I saw Anton, played him and he scored it. And we were really happy about it.
That was kind of an easy decision. Anton's hot right now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. But I feel like all our players are out now. So it would be anyone else, I would play him and he would score.
Obi, I see you nodding your head when he said that. That's got to be kind of, the trust factor for you. That's got to feel good, not really worrying whose foot it ends up on at crunch time. I mean, or you know, you had a set piece go your way and everything too, but it just sort of seems like people are stepping up right and left for you. And that's been the case for the last month or two.
Yeah, and I think you know, I'm more smiling at Lowe's response to you, you know, and because like you said, he's not really concerned about himself, you know, getting the stats. He's just concerned about the team. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that we have a bunch of guys who are team focused, and willing to do whatever is necessary for the good of the team. As opposed to looking for individual stats and accolades, and those are the necessary things that you need in order to win. And I'm just really proud of the group and how they've maneuvered through the whole year.
The last couple of weeks in particular have been, you know, pretty interesting. Your lone loss of the year came homecoming week, and then you bounced back and got a win, and then have this big weekend road trip to Westminster and in Grand Junction. And the magic in Grand Junction almost doesn't happen because Westminster puts a heck of a push on you, and you've got to get that one in the 89th minute. And Tomas isn't here, but Coach, tell us a little bit about, holy smokes, that was you guys were reborn with just seconds to go on the clock there, and how great a feeling was that? A lot of I've called games for years. I've called great championship games where people have forgotten semifinal games, or the games leading up to them were even better. I mean, that Westminster game was something else.
Yeah, I mean, the finish was incredible. You know, to equalize with less than a minute to go was amazing, and the guys loved it, and it was super fun to be a part of, and just how much it meant in the moment was fantastic. I think the really cool thing, and we've talked about this all year with the group, was just believing in who we are as a team and in our identity and how we play and how we want to approach the game. And no matter what, to just stick to what we do, no matter what else is going on or whatever variables are in play. And I think that was just a testament to doing just that, you know, like even in the waning moments of the game when everything is on the line, there was no panic. there was no change in what we were doing or how we approached it. We just continued to play, and we found a way. And I think the belief from the team in each other and how we approach the game and how we want to play was so great and is still so great that we were able to be successful doing what we do.
What was the mood, Quinn? Were you guys, you know, did the shoulders slump at any point there? Or, you know, obviously they couldn't have slumped too much to get the result in the last minute to get the equalizer. But what was going through your head and everybody else's?
It was it was super nerve wracking all the way up until Tomas scored. I was freaking out. Once Tomas put it in the back of the net, I think for me in the moment, I was just really glad that team didn't like take all 3 points because they really didn't play a great style of ball. They kind of just defended for a whole half, and we were completely the better team on the day. And I know like everyone on the field, once Tomas scored, we all ran over in the corner and celebrated a little bit in the fans' faces because they were also in our ears the whole game. But I also like didn't really realize in the moment that how big of like a result that was. I thought even with a loss, we could still clinch the regular season on Sunday. But knowing now that if we didn't get that tie, like we wouldn't be here calling ourselves champions. So, I mean, Tomas is forever grateful for Tomas, I guess.
Loic was, scale of all-time great moments in your soccer career, where does that rank, that ending in that game? In that big of a stage and that big of a moment, where does that rank for you?
That was a really big moment, especially thinking about our last season, the season before with my injury, and how hard we worked in the off season. I think it was the result of the hard work we had. Because even with 2 minutes left, we were still attacking, still being patient, still being confident. And after this goal, we were really happy. And yeah, that was a really big moment for me.
Was there ever a chance that you could lose on Sunday after getting that finish on Friday? How much momentum did that give you going into yesterday's game?
I don't know if I can say it, but on Wednesday, Obi told us he knew we were going to win the league on Sunday. And I feel like we are all confident before the game. We all think we are going to win the game. Even after, like, on Friday, when we tied, maybe 5 minutes after the game, we were all thinking about Sunday, about the win on Sunday. So I think the team was confident.
What's the balance, Quinn, between, you know, confidence and overconfidence there? Is that something, I mean, it's great to be where you're at right now, but are you guys having to check each other a little bit too?
Yeah. I mean, it's still like, we're still putting each other in perspective. I think it's only a regular season championship. And I think we all want to win the tournament and go even farther in the NCAA tournament. So I think we are riding the line right now between confident and overconfident, but I think we'll it's a little bit like of just kind of enjoying it right now too, but I think we'll be back into just completely focused this week for our game coming up this Sunday, and just completely ready.
As a coach, Obi, it's got to make it a little easier to keep the focus that, you know, your one conference loss is potentially one of the team that you could face this weekend. The other one's Westminster that we just needed the 89th. Is that something that sort of helps hedge you in just a little bit and help keep the focus, is that, man, this still could be, you know, we better not swagger too much?
Yeah, I think just the RMAC in general, you know, pretty much top to bottom is difficult. And, you know, anybody can beat you on any day. I think the nice thing for us about how this is set up is that, you know, we haven't beat Westminster and we haven't beat UCCS. You know, those are two teams that we still want to cross off our list. And we have the opportunity to do that. So I think there's plenty of motivation. Yeah, the guys should be enjoying it right now. You know, being Monday night, you know, they had day off today, but, you know, come tomorrow, we'll be back to training on Tuesday. And at that point, we're looking forward, you know, everything behind us is behind us. And, you know, then it's all about Sunday. So that's where our focus has got to be. You know, this team isn't done yet. You know, they're still hungry and humble, and there's a lot of work left to do for us.
How are you, you know, you can't necessarily prepare for an opponent yet because you don't know who the opponent's going to be. Is it mostly sharpening up what you do? And you know, is it one of those things that you kind of worry about taking care of yourselves, taking care of what you can take care of, and you can throw a little opponent prep in the last day or so when you do find out who it is?
Yeah, 100%. I think and that's what we've been doing all year, is just continuing to focus on ourselves. You know, I think we have enough quality in the group that we're not concerned about anybody else. You know, I feel like if no matter who we're playing, if we play to our standard and our expectation, then we're really going to give it a go. And then we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens in the end. But yeah, I think the focus is on us. We'll just continue doing what we've been doing all year long, and continuing to play our game, and then see where the dust settles at the end.
Excited to be able to do this on Dirks.
Absolutely. I think just the fact that it's been so long, you know, 2011, for these guys and this team to be able to bring this back to this community and to Fort Lewis. You know, I think the soccer community, the alumni, they're just fantastic supporters. And I think for us to have the opportunity to showcase, you know, these guys in front of our community on our home field, you know, I think what a fantastic opportunity.
The Mavericks announcer kept saying in the game the other day, I know there was some youth, there was a youth soccer tournament going on in Grand Junction, and the Durango kids traveled pretty well. The Mavericks announcer said several times during the game that it sounded like a Fort Lewis home game up there on Sunday. Is it, you know, Quinn, is that, did you guys notice that? You could hear it on the TV. I mean, it sounded like a home crowd up there. Could you guys hear it? Could you feel that energy on the field?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, there's nothing like a little kid scream. Like, it's ear piercing for everybody. You can hear it from all over.
Piercing when they're screaming for you though.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. It definitely matched Mesa's fans for sure. Yeah, it wasn't just the kids though. There's a whole bunch of parents there. My dad was there. They were all super loud. It was great. Really, really helped.
Is that, you know, you want to put a call out there right now to get the turnout? 5 o'clock. I saw they did announce the 5 o'clock start game for the game this weekend. See if we can fill them up and bring some playoff atmosphere down there. I mean, it does help, and it's that time of year. It doesn't matter who you play, you're going to need that energy, right?
It's, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that was a question for me, but
take it.
I also think the bench this year on our bench has been like extremely helpful. It actually feels like we have a fan base when our whole bench is screaming for a little challenge. It's huge and it's really helpful. And I think all of our players love it. And it just gives us a whole nother edge, because I think we have one of the most energetic benches in RMAC, honestly, because I don't see it anywhere else.
Loic, is that, you know, part of what you do on the field? Are you, you know, playing for those guys, playing for the fans? Do you carry some of that onto the field with you, some of that energy?
Yeah, I really do. And especially, for example, we went to South Dakota. We drove 12 to 14 hours, and we had one fan who came watch our game, and we scored our first goal and we all went to see him. So it's little details like that, but it's really important for the team and for the fans to come watch us play. Because I feel like this year everybody just love watch the game from the bench, from even us on the field. Sometimes we just have fun watching the game. And I think it's really good this year. So that's why I feel like that's why we are really successful this year. And I really believe on Sunday we have a lot of fans coming to our game too, because people want to watch us play.
Yeah, I got a feeling you're going to be right. Obi, I don't know, you've been here before. How much of that have you, you know, shared with the guys as a player, as a coach? This isn't, it's been a while, but it's not unfamiliar territory. Have you kind of shared, you know, do they get sick of your old stories from the old days, or are you sort of starting to share them now because you're in this position?
No, honestly, I haven't really shared them. I think that there's so much history within the program that these guys have heard about over and over again, you know, and I think what I want for these guys is for them to create their own story, which they've already done. So I think, you know, I want people to talk about this team and what these guys are doing and are going to continue to do. And obviously, again, like a lot of rich history, and I just want them to be a part of it as opposed to just hearing about it.
That's awesome, Coach. Yeah, excited to see what how this chapter is going to finish for you guys. Guys, there's one new thing we're doing on this show. Actually, the bosses don't even know this. I just started it tonight. So, you know, as we wrap this up, it's been a great week for you guys. I feel bad I haven't let former athletes do this, but I'm going to give you guys a chance right now. We'll call this a hometown holler, since this is going to be on the internet and people's parents and friends back home will get a chance to listen in. Gwen, now you're not from that far away, you want to give a shout out to the old hometown while you got a chance?
yeah, sure. What up, Salida, Colorado? Love you, Mom. Love you, Dad.
Attaboy. Loic, want to say hi to anybody?
Me, my whole family, Charles Martinique, Aubert Willis, the 93, all my friends, my family, and yeah, that's it.
All right, guys. Obi, thanks. It's been a pleasure having all you guys on. You want to say hi to anybody yourself? You're old hat at this.
No, I mean, I've been to Durango for a long time now, but yeah, just thanks to my wife and my kids for all the support that they've given and continue to give, and how much of an important piece to all of this they are as well.
Yeah, and that's something I've been involved with sports for, well, a really long time now, and that goes unsaid and unnoticed a lot. Families, families are 100% part of this whole picture. So thanks for bringing that up, Obi, and guys, congratulations again. I hope you enjoy your week, and man, I'm excited for Sunday.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Until next time, Skyhawks fans, keep soaring all the way to the top.